You're listening to the official podcast of United Recovery Project, the number one luxury rehab center based in South Florida. If you or someone you know is drowning in the sea of addiction, don't worry. We've got your life vest right here. What is up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the URP podcast. This is episode 4, the 6 human needs that are influencing your recovery right now. If you are a person experiencing active addiction, if you know people who are, if you're in recovery, and respectively, if you know people who are, we highly recommend you share this podcast. Like it, let us know how you think about it, because we're constantly trying to churn out the highest quality of content for you all to bring you actionable, practical information that you can apply into your life to make your recovery easier and to make your life more badass. And so this is something that's huge. The 6 human needs that we all have that are a major influence to our recovery, this is something that we don't usually talk about. Because when we think about human needs, we're usually referring to the basic needs like food, water, shelter. But in fact, we have 6 other needs that most of us don't even know about. And these are our psychological needs, the needs that are conducive to us feeling our best, the needs that are conducive to us feeling fulfilled, feeling loved, feeling a high level of performance in our lives. And ultimately, these needs, when they are met properly, they help us to experience optimization. They help us to take our lives to the absolute maximum level possible. So that being said, it's almost like if you were to play baseball, but you didn't know the rules, how is it that you're going to win? So in the same way, if you're going through life, and obviously the thing controlling your experience of life is your brain, if you don't know what your brain needs, if you don't know the things that are going to aid your psychology, then how are you going to move forward? How are you going to be happy? How are you going to more so beat a drug habit? You're not. You're going to idle throughout your life, maybe feeling 50, 60, 70% of what you possibly could. Why not max it out? So why not have the information that's going to help you do that? So all right, guys, let's cut to the chase. What are these 6 psychological needs that every single human being has? They are: 1 is certainty, 2 uncertainty, 3 prominence, 4 is love and connection, 5 is growth, and 6 is a need for contribution. Every single one of these things are primary in our lives, even though we may not realize it, even though it may seem contradictory to you. We're going to break this down in a way that's going to be super actionable, that you can put in your life quick, fast, and in a hurry. So let's do it. Now it's time to break all these down, right? So the first of these is certainty. We all need a level of certainty in our lives. A way that we can come up with a synonym for this is calling it security. You know, when we go through our lives, we want to have a certain level of expectation. We want to know that if I employ these certain steps, or if I employ these strategies or behaviors, I can get these results. Kind of like when people go to school and they get a degree, there's a large part of them that's doing that because they're saying, well, if I invest this money and time and effort into my occupation, then I can hopefully expect to get higher pay. I can hopefully expect to get a good job, to maybe optimize my life or scale my life up, because I'll hopefully be able to afford some new, better things. You know, these are things that we glean out of certainty. Even though we may not be totally certain, there's a certain level of certainty that we essentially strive to have in our lives. And so that is a necessary thing, because if nothing was certain, I mean, we'd be batshit crazy. We'd be scared. We wouldn't know what to do. We'd just be stuck because nothing would be predictable. So that's number one. But contrastingly, need number 2 is uncertainty. Ask you this. How would you feel if you knew literally every single thing that was going to go on for the rest of your life? I mean, for many of us, at first glance, we may say, oh, wow, that seems awesome. I could get somebody to tell me my future and I could just know what it is that I can expect for the rest of my life. Yeah, sure, that may sound cool initially, but ultimately, that would make us unhappy because there would be no spontaneity. You ever heard that phrase, spontaneity is the spice of life?
everything would just be bland because it would be predictable. So we need a certain level of both. We need a certain level of security and predictability, but we also need some spontaneity, some spice, some pizzazz to throw in there. I mean, come on, if we could be real about this, if you're talking about bedroom antics, if you're in the bedroom, what if you could predict everything? Hell, that would be boring, wouldn't it? So I know you get my point. So now let's move on to psychological need number three. We need a sense of prominence. Rather, we need to feel like we are important or valued or special or unique in some way, something that sets us apart. So we strive to achieve that through our behaviors, through our achievements, through the things we acquire, our possessions. All of these things are tools that we often use to gain a level of prominence. Number four, and this one is quite obvious too. Number four is a need for love or connection. No human being exists in a vacuum. So basically, we all need a level of connection. We all need to feel like we belong to something or to someone, that we matter to others. Because by nature, we are relational beings. So if you just had no one to interact with, if you had all of the money in the world, all of the cars, all of the things, ultimately, you wouldn't really care after a while because you're all alone. So love and connection are psychological needs. They're not just things that we strive for to want to have. They're things that we need in order to optimize ourselves psychologically. So now 5 and 6 are considered the spiritual needs, the needs that take us to the highest level of optimization. 5 is growth. If you are, and this is a quote from Tony Robbins, that if you are a human being, if you have a functional thinking brain, if you are not growing, you're decaying. There is no stagnation. You're either moving forward or moving backward. And growth is something that we need in life. We need to feel like we're making some level of progress, because if we don't, then it's taking away from our psychological, mental, and emotional health. And finally, number 6. Number 6 is a need for contribution. To feel like we belong to something that's bigger than us. To feel like we're not just, again, a living in a vacuum. We gotta feel like there's something we're associated to, whether it be a religion, whether it be a group of people, whether it be a cause. Something that makes us feel fulfilled and like we exist in a society, as opposed to just being on an island all by our damn selves. So now we got all 6 needs. Now there's 2 more things that I want to throw in that are super simple, but I want you to remember moving forward. This is yet another thing that's quoted by Tony Robbins, that if something, if a behavior or if something outside of you is meeting 4 of these 6 needs, understand that it will become an addiction. Something, if it can, let's say for example, make you feel certain, make you feel uncertain, make you feel a level of prominence, and make you feel a level of love and connection, that thing can easily become an addiction. That's one of the main reasons that violence is so addictive in our world. I mean, if you look back over the centuries, one of the most consistent aspects of the human experience is violence, is war, is attack and aggression. Why is that? Because the truth is that violence is actually highly addictive. Let's think about it this way. If a person who grew up in a broken home, who doesn't have friends, who doesn't feel like he has a real place that he belongs, whose life is just kind of topsy-turvy, doesn't really have anything to look forward to, and this person leaves his house and decides to get a gun and start robbing people. So he runs up to somebody in the street and puts a gun in their head. What are the things being met here? Number 1, if you put a gun in someone's face, isn't there a certain level of certainty every time you do that, regardless of who the person is? People are gonna respond with fear. They're gonna listen to what you say. They're gonna be shocked. They're going to be submissive to that which you tell them to do. They're meeting the first need already. What about uncertainty? Everybody's gonna respond differently. Some people may be more scared than they are shocked. The mannerisms, the gestures, the facial expressions that you see, All of those things are going to be spaces for uncertainty. So that's meant too. What about prominence? Yo, if somebody puts a gun in your face, how freaking important is that person to your life in that moment? They're important as shit. As a matter of fact, they're the most important thing in your life, more important than your parents, more important than your spouse. Why? Because they are controlling your future at that moment. Because if they pull the trigger, you're done. So they're definitely getting prominence. And then number four, okay, the idea of you loving a person who's got a gun in your face is pretty twisted. That's not accurate, but how connected are you to that person? Your lives in that moment are immensely connected. Because if they pull that trigger and they kill you and they get caught, they'll go to jail for life or get sentenced to death. If they pull the trigger, obviously, again, you're dead. So the way that this moment, this engagement progresses and essentially how it turns out is going to determine both of your lives in an immense way. So you're very connected. So right there, you've just met four needs by the act of violence of putting a gun in people's faces. That's why violence and war are such easy addictions. So now, let's twist this back into recovery, because ultimately, that's why all of you are listening to this podcast in the first place, because the concept of recovery is something that is vital to you. It's something that has affected you on some level. And so, how is it that these six needs play a role in your recovery? How is it that they affect your life? And that's very simple. Because in fact, every person who is alive, they're striving to meet these needs in some way. They're meeting the needs. It's not that these needs aren't being met, but in fact, it's that people are meeting these needs, but many people are meeting, or rather, most people are meeting at least a few of these needs improperly. They're doing dysfunctional, damaging things in order to meet their needs. And one of the core ways that people are doing that is through substance abuse. And that's what gets them into active addiction. You may be asking how it is that drugs can meet your needs. Well, let's answer that question. First off is certainty. Each drug, whether it's cocaine, heroin, pain pills, even marijuana, alcohol, what have you, every single drug influences the body in particular predictable ways. It influences particular physiological systems. It activates certain receptors. It causes recognizable chemical reactions. So that being the case, if someone is a frequent cocaine user, there's certain things that they can expect. It's an upper, they're gonna get more energy. They may feel more alert. They may see their pupils dilated. These are predictable things. So therefore, to an extent, there are expectations that can be met with certainty regarding the particular drug that's being used. Then there's uncertainty. This one's easy. Every high is different. Anybody who's been high, regardless of the type of drug, there are no two highs that are exactly the same. So there is a level of spontaneity. There is a level of excitement that people feel when it involves getting high. Now, next is prominence. This one may seem kind of strange because it's like, how is it that a drug makes you feel important? Well, two of the things that drugs influence are our dopamine and our endorphins. Dopamine, as I've said in earlier episodes, is the incentive or motivation chemical. So when a drug hits your dopamine receptors and it releases this dopamine, can make you feel motivated, it can make you feel incentivized, inspired, it can make you feel powerful. You know, the feeling of being motivated is powerful as shit. I mean, you may not be motivated by crack cocaine to do something productive. You may not take to do coke and then go and sign up for a life improvement seminar. You know, that's very unlikely, but the feeling of motivation is very empowering. And when we feel empowered, we feel important. We feel an enhanced sense of self or ego, even though it's just temporary. Then there's endorphins. Endorphins are like the natural painkillers for our bodies. So another way to think of it is when we have high levels of endorphins being released, it can numb us. It can numb us emotionally. It can numb us physically. And so, respectively, we start to feel a level of confidence when we are less sensitive. If you pop a Xanax and you suddenly feel like, let me make this personal. Let's say you just got out of a relationship. You just broke up with your partner and it was absolutely terrible. Let's say they cheated on you and you've been struggling with this emotionally. It's been tearing your ass up. But then you take a Xanax, you pop it. And suddenly, after a couple hours, you start to feel a numbing effect. You start to feel maybe that tight feeling you've had in your chest for days starts to loosen up. Maybe you feel that emotionally you're numbed, that for the first time you're not bawling your eyes out every 5 minutes. That can create a sense of confidence, a sense of bravado even. And when we feel less sensitive, when we feel less vulnerable, it allows us to feel more powerful and more prominent. And then finally, love and connection. This is also something that I've mentioned in a prior episode, but it is so important that I want to bring it up again. Endorphins have a second purpose. They make the experience of love and attachment possible, and drugs influence our endorphins. That's why many people who've done a serious drug, like let's say heroin, there was one particular woman that was a client of a psychologist, and she said to him, "My first dose of heroin felt like a big warm hug." That heroin was activating her endorphin receptors that were allowing her to experience the feeling of love and attachment. So she was literally feeling attached. She was feeling connected to the heroin. And so when we look at this, yet again, just like violence, just like war, addiction and drugs can meet these four needs. But they meet the four needs, just like violence, in a suboptimal manner, in a manner that is dangerous, in a manner that has short-term benefits for the emotions and needs of the person. But it also has short-term damages and long-term damages, many of which may not be able to be repaired. So we're finding that people are meeting their needs and they're doing it in harmful ways. And that's what leads to some of the most destructive habits and behaviors that we see in our world today. The greed that causes millions of people to be homeless and without food, that comes from improperly meeting these six needs. When it comes to people who are addicted, people who are strung out on the streets and aren't able to maintain long-term recovery, it comes back to these six needs. So with that being said, how do you move forward with this knowledge? And the answer is very simple. You need to figure out ways to meet your needs, your need for certainty, your need for uncertainty, prominence, love and connection, growth and contribution. Find ways to meet these things in healthy ways. You can maintain certainty in your life by creating a foolproof routine. What I recommend to people is create activities and behaviors that you employ on a daily basis. When you wake up, make your bed every morning. Then maybe have a good breakfast and meditate or do a gratitude journal and then hit the gym. Every single day, you may want to start your morning like that, and it's repetitive. It's repetitively giving you benefits, and also it's creating a sense of certainty. Uncertainty, include within your day or even within your week, times that you are consistently uncertain. Do things that are spontaneous. Don't be afraid to be spontaneous, and also include spontaneity into your habits, into your weekly tasks. Because when you do that, you're setting yourself up for success. Prominence. Well, that may sound like something we can only achieve when we're being selfish or something like that, but no. I personally feel a sense of prominence when I'm living out my passion or when I'm helping people. Because when I'm living out my passion, it makes me feel motivated. It releases those endorphins and the serotonin, the dopamine, the things I was talking about before. And so that boost of feel-good neurochemicals when I'm in my passion, when I'm doing public speaking or commenting on psychology. These things, they make me feel prominent. When I'm helping people, when I'm loving people in a way that is conducive to them feeling good, that makes me feel important. And then love and connection. Create healthy relationships in your life. Become educated about what it is that a healthy relationship needs, and then go about creating those in your life with the people you love, even with strangers and people that may be at your work. Create healthy relationships. 5 is growth. Focus on growth daily. Focus on growth daily. Make sure that you're doing things that are pushing you forward, like exercise, like journaling, like meditation and life improvement, teaching yourself, learning new things. And then finally, a need for contribution. Give to things and causes that are helping other people. Be part of healthy, functional organizations and groups that are bigger than yourself. And so when you meet your needs in these ways, it helps you to not meet them in suboptimal ways. And if you're in recovery, these things will greatly improve your ability to remain sober. And there you have it, guys. The 6 psychological needs that are influencing your recovery right now. You have just listened to the official podcast of United Recovery Project, the number one luxury rehab facility based in South Florida. If you or someone you know is looking for treatment or the ideal facility to enter rehab or detox, we would love to be of assistance. You can call us at 866-680-8063. That's 866-680-8063. You can find us on Facebook, United Recovery Project. You can find us on Instagram at @United_recovery. We love you guys. Now please like, share, and spread the word, because we're bringing this content of healing and wholeness to the masses. Have a great one, and we'll check you soon. Later.